Like any big business school, the Weatherhead School of Management at Case Western Reserve University in Cleveland tries to teach its students the art of crisis management. This year, students got a first-hand lesson. A graduate of Weatherhead is charged with going to the school in May and shooting three people, killing one. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports on how the school has tried to recover.
This was supposed to be a banner year for Case Western's Weatherhead School of Management. It recently opened a dramatic new building designed by architect Frank Gehry, the kind of swooping stainless steel and brick structure that's meant to help the school generate a little buzz. As it happened, the new building has drawn plenty of attention, but for reasons no one anticipated. Outside her small office on the building's third floor, Retta Holdorf chats with one of her coworkers. Holdorf, whose assistant to the dean was here last May 9th when the school suddenly erupted in violence. By that day, classes were over for the year and most students were gone. Holdorf says a loud sound suddenly shattered the afternoon calm.
I thought a couple tables had fallen off the balcony. And meanwhile, Larry had come out, Larry Goodpaster, he's the head of our financial group, and he came back in and his eyes were huge. And he said, that's a gunshot.
Through phone calls and the internet, she says, employees learned that a gunman dressed in a flak jacket and wig had broken into a side door with a sledgehammer and was firing at people from the building's hallways and balconies. Talking about the incident now, Holdorf walks to a small copier room down the hall. It was here that she and her coworkers spent much of the rest of the evening.
And there were about seven of us, some heavy people. And we had a pregnant woman, and she got in that corner, and we just closed the store, and we thought that the store would hold bullets. And we do know that somebody came up probably around 8:30 or 8 o'clock, and we heard the doorknob rattle. And we know it wasn't the police checking, and we know it wasn't anybody else. It had to be this guy.
About 90 people were in the building when the incident began. Some escaped, but others spent the evening cowering in their offices, listening to occasional gunfire. Some turned over conference room tables and hid behind them. After 7 hours, the gunman surrendered, and police started escorting people from the building. The alleged gunman turned out to be a former student who had a dispute with an employee in the school's computer lab. Only one person was killed, a student named Norman Wallace, who unluckily crossed paths with the gunman, but another student and a professor were wounded. In the aftermath of the shooting, the Weatherhead School, which teaches students the art of crisis management, was suddenly confronting a crisis of its own. Police had cordoned off the building, so administrators had to relocate across the street. Right away, school officials began reaching out to students and staff members through emails and phone calls.
Our stance from the beginning was, you don't have to come to school if you don't want to. If you don't feel like it, you don't want to see this space, you don't want to be here, you don't have to be here. You don't have to work.
Moshe Anvari is the school's dean. He says most people returned to the campus in the next few days, even though the building itself remained closed. There was a candlelight vigil and a memorial service for the murdered student. And the school offered lots of counseling sessions. Anvari says the sessions were well attended.
There was this desire for people to tell their stories of what happened, to just physically describe where they were, what happened around them, how they reacted. It was just prominent. There was a lot of this going on. You could see groups just forming and just telling stories.
As terrible as it was, the tragedy became something of a learning experience for the school. Marketing professor Mohan Reddy says actually experiencing something like this showed him some of the small practical things an organization can do to reach out to traumatized employees. Reddy says right after the shooting, many students and staff members showed up on campus with nothing to do.
The moment we saw it, we immediately took care of having a couple of coffee pots and having bags of donuts just to get people to feel comfortable being there. If you asked me to write an article about it, I never have put that as a point that would come to mind when I'm planning for managing a crisis, but the need to create a support structure for people just to come to feel that they belong.
By Friday, 1 week after the incident, contractors had patched the bullet holes and replaced the shattered glass inside the school, and Weatherhead had a kind of ceremonial retaking of the building. Students and staff members were led back into the building holding roses and a banner bearing the school's name. For many, it was the emotional climax of the week, a sort of exorcism. Today, school officials say all but one employee is back to work full-time, and though there was some concern the incident might affect student recruitment, that apparently hasn't happened. Still, some of the phantoms from that day linger on. Psychologist Richard Boyatzis, who chairs the school's organizational behavior department, was among the first to come upon the slain student in the minutes after the shooting. Boyatzis says he was plagued by the idea that he might have saved Wallace had he reached him sooner. And he's not the only one.
Everybody associated with the school, whether you were here or not here, in the building or outside the building, went through layers of guilt. Guilt about you should have been in sharing the experience. Guilt if you were inside, maybe you should have taken action and done something else. And then guilt about, well, we should have been able to help this student years ago when he first showed signs of distress or whatever. But waves and waves of guilt.
As a psychologist, Boyatzis says the way to deal with that guilt is to talk about it, and people at Weatherhead have done that. But like many, he says, he still can't walk by the spot where Norman Wallace died without remembering what happened. In that sense, the building opened with so much pride not long ago remains, for some at least, a place of sadness as well. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.